You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in actually very sunny Cocoa, Florida today. We are on AM 1510, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. Each week, Ellen Little and I, my co-host, we meet here in the studio and we interview our friends who are our guests. Sometimes want to call in from different states, call in right here from Florida, and some of them come and join us in the studio. And it is fun. It's like having coffee without actually drinking coffee and messing up Paul's station.
There you go.
And throwing things down on the desk. But anyway, so today's show is going to be what I call an action-packed show. Ellen and I have decided to give up some of the time that we normally run some of our sponsors at to our friend Claire Ellis, who is here from the Zonta Club of Brevard, because they're doing a lot of events that they're going to donate the money that they make to charity, which is great. And I really love what the Zonta Club does as far as human trafficking, domestic violence, and empowering and helping women all over the world. So we're going to talk to Claire in a minute. And we also have a good friend that I met, believe it or not, while out doing some public speaking. My friend Ebony McHugh is here, and Ebony is going to be talking a little bit later about so many things. She's actually in uniform. She is a VA police responder, which I had no idea that the VA have their own police responders. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you. In addition to that, she'll be talking a little bit about her side gig, her business with Legal Shield. She's a business owner. She's a single mom with four children. And she's going to educate us about our legal rights. And I think all of us have a story to tell. So Ebony McHugh would tell us her story in a little bit. And also one of my friends, Terry Kim Bauer, is here. She is a CBD warrior. She is she does yoga. She meditates. And she's going to share with us a lot of the things that she's doing to help people in their lives to make them happier, kinder, gentler, and more productive citizens. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Thank you so much for having me.
And of course, Ellen is here. Ellen,
I'm here.
As usual.
I am here, yeah.
Thank you for being here, with taking time off your busy schedule as well to come and help with the show. And Paul, thank you for running the board. Sometimes I don't think people thank folks enough, and I think it's very important. We always hear when people are doing something negative or something bad is going on, but we never really hear the good things.
That's right.
And it's up to each and every one of us to actually.
And I think you've done a great job this week of pointing out some great things that were on your Facebook page.
I try.
You really do.
It's very difficult sometimes to be in the middle, but I try.
Yeah.
So Claire, there's so many things we could be talking about. We could be talking about the economy and China and goods and tariffs.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We could be talking about sensible gun control. But the truth of the matter is it's important to do things for a community. And you're here to talk about things for community. Them other things is four different shows.
That's right, exactly.
So why don't you tell us a little bit? I mean, I've been looking at the flyer for the sock hop, and I absolutely love it. I like it. I have an outfit that I'm going to wear. So tell us a little bit about the sock hop and Zonta Club.
Oh, thank you so much, Sita, for having me on the show and for always being so supportive of the Zonta Club of Melbourne. We're so excited about this event. On Friday, September 27th, at the Melbourne Auditorium, our sock hop. And it's going to be such a fun event. It's from 7 to 10. We have the music by Rock and Roll Review, 50s, 60s, wear your outfits, get those poodle skirts, and just come and enjoy the music. Dance, yes, but you can just still enjoy the music. even if you don't dance, you can take.
I was pretty impressed that they're offering dance lessons.
Yes, they are. An hour at 5:30, 5:30 to 6:30, and it's only $5 a person. Come and get your dance lessons. Mm-hmm. You can get your photo taken with a classic car. We're going to have a visit by Elvis. Jack Smink is going to be joining us.
What if you have two left foot and you can't dance?
You're going to come to the dance class beforehand.
Even with two left feet?
Even with two left feet.
Oh, you'll be fun. Just get up and everybody dances together. It's going to be a fun, fun night.
Now, I registered and I heard through my friend Denise that we have to bring our own booze and bring your own food.
Yes, everything is BYOB and just soft drinks, anything you want to bring, snacks, it's up to you, bring whatever you want, BYOB, and it's $20 a person and $25 at the door, and tables are now available. A table for eight is $160 prior to the event. You can just go on ZontaSpaceCoast.org, and the most exciting part of the evening, I think, is going to be when Sheriff Ivy speaks about the human trafficking in our local area and auctions off a very special prize. We don't even know what it is that's being donated by the Brevard County Sheriff's Office.
Ooh,
so we're very excited about that. And come
enjoy. He gives out some really cool prizes. He does.
Who does? The sheriff?
Sheriff Ivy, yeah.
He does, and you know what?
Really cool prizes.
Whenever he attends an event as well, he really puts his heart and soul into Brevard County.
Yes.
And he really loves what he does. And, you know, I think it's great that he's going to be part of the ceremony there.
Yes. And he helped Zonta so much. We have partnered with him and the Brevard County Sheriff's Office, and he's been very helpful to us in our fight against human trafficking and against violence against women.
So, Claire, really quick, for our listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends this morning, can you tell them a little bit about Zonta of Melbourne and how you got involved?
Yes. I've been with the Zonta Club of Melbourne for 15 years, and Zonta International, we're the Zonta Club of Melbourne, a part of Zonta International, is an organization of executives and professionals, both men and women, and we work together to make life better for women. We believe anything you do to help a woman transfers to her family. If you can help her to get an education, and we give so many scholarships locally, at the district level, internationally, if you can give her a little more education, that puts a little more in her paycheck, that transfers to a better family life.
Right, and it's not always an education in a classroom. It's life experience
exactly.
As well.
And we have projects that we sponsor locally and internationally. We're trying to stop child brides all over the world, and have several things going on to help the girls themselves to stay in school. We're trying to put in different sanitary housing at the schools, because that's part of the problem. When they have their period, they stay home.
Yes.
So their education is stopped.
Yeah, we spoke
and usually
about that the last
that's
time you
over.
The show.
That's when they start preparing them for marriage. So we're trying to stop that. And that's one of the things we're very
involved. And the sewing
machines.
You guys had given sewing machines to a lot of people as well.
Yes, yes. In any way that we can help a woman have a better life, we just believe that it's better for everyone. And I got involved because of that reason, and the human trafficking was what I really got involved with, because I had just returned from a trip to Bosnia-Herzegovina, and I had seen the abject poverty of everybody, and especially the women. Everybody was just living in the streets. Then when I came back, I saw the first project Zonta International was doing was there, about human trafficking. Because it was after the war and all the borders became soft, so they were bringing the women more to the West.
It's very sad. That is one of the side effects of wars, is
yes.
When you know so many men are killed and the women are left to have to take care of the family. And yes, the human traffickers are out in full force,
mm-hmm.
looking for these women and children too.
Yes.
They separate the families. It's like modern day slavery, if you ask me. Sometimes.
Yes. And we're also going to be, you'll be hearing more about what we're going to be doing later in the year, but because the Super Bowl is in Miami coming up, and then the one after that in 21 is in Tampa, And
thank
also
you for educating us on that. I know the last time you were here, you talked about how much human trafficking is done at the Super Bowls, and I had no idea. I mean, yes. We all just watched one of the Super Bowl owners got into trouble for things, and it kind of, you know, you think about all these things when you see that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, large gatherings of men, and they're bringing them from all over, and we know that, so we're going to do our part to bring more attention and let people be aware. And what we're thinking of doing is going to the convenience stores with stickers and letting them know this is where the traffic will come in. The girls to use the bathroom to get they get their little food and snacks in there, and let them be aware of what could be happening coming all through our area, coming down 95.
Wow. So give us the website for Zonta of Melbourne, and then we'll bring you back later on in the show to remind our listeners about the Sock Hop, and you have another event as well. So just give us a website, and then we'll go right to our
ZontaSpaceCoast.org.
That's easy, Ellen.
Yes, we have it all in here, and
Zonta
I've also posted our...
Zonta.org, that's it?
ZontaSpaceCoast.org.
Okay.
Got it.
Wonderful. And I think if they just click on that link, there's other events coming up as well. But for right now, we're talking about the Sock Hop on September 27th. And I like the time. So, Ebony, that's something... You know, that could be a family affair for you. With them boys. Bring them to learn to dance.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they probably can dance.
Quite interesting.
So for our listeners who are just tuning in, this is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And our show can be downloaded on Sita Media Inc. And Miss Ellen has been working on fixing our iTunes. And also Paul just told us that all our shows are up and running on demand.
Yes.
So anyone who wants to listen online to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, all our past shows... Feel free. Just click that
little
button.
And they're on our website as well, so you get all of the past, at least 5 years worth.
Well, you're a genius, Miss Ellen, behind the scenes, because you put our shows on our website, and I had people at the gym the other day just clicking on and listening away, and I'm like, I know that voice. It was mine.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
It was kind of funny. I'm like, ooh, that's me. Oh, I don't sound very good.
Well, with the fixing of the iTunes, it looks like we'll be on 3 or 4 other podcasting
channels
as well. So,
our first other guest, now that we spoke with our friend Claire Ellis from the Zonta Club, I met this wonderful lady. Her name is Terry Kim Bauer?
Boyer.
I swear. I'm just Trinidadian accent.
Doing good. That's okay.
She had so many health issues and reversed so many medical issues in her life with diet and exercise, lifestyle changes, and a great attitude. To just take whatever comes her way and deal with it in such that she is now sharing her passion and her experience with so many people. So instead of me reading out the whole thing, I love your journey down the path of yoga and therapy and fitness and all the things you're doing with the Wounded Warrior projects and the Silver Sneakers, and of course with the CBD that you found out what you can do with that as well. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your journey, my dear Kim? Well, Terry.
Thank you so much, Sita. Yes, about 15 years ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And one of the shocking things for me was the realization it was a lifestyle disease. And I decided to change my life. I had a lovely personal trainer, Mark Miller, in Merritt Island, who helped me lose 100 pounds. And in the course of losing all that weight, I reversed the type 2 diabetes. And in that exciting part of realizing I was taking control of my health, I decided to become a personal trainer. And this was 2006. So I've actually been in the fitness industry since then. I am one of the most highly credentialed fitness professionals in my county here in Brevard. I teach just about everything you can think of, but one of my favorite classes to teach is the Silver Sneakers, because they're just a wonderful group of people, and I show up every day, and they're just awesome. And I know there's some of them listening to me right now, so I had to say a few little...
Big shout out.
Big shout out, right?
Yes.
So what I love is just being to wake up every day, feel optimal, 100%, have a great mindset, be positive, be proactive in your care, your self-care, and do everything that you can do every day to just live your best life. And this doesn't matter your age or your condition or your your lifestyle, either you can make that time. And so I implore everyone to find what works for them. Maybe going to the gym is not your cup of tea, but then find something that you really enjoy doing and stick with that. You know, walk on the beach or walk your dog or ride your bike, whatever it
just,
is.
Just to, be active,
to
right?
Stay active.
Well, you know, like when every time the topic of healthcare reform comes up or health insurance or the cost of health insurance, which is another show on another day,
right.
people talk about preventative healthcare.
Yes.
But the truth is we have beautiful parks in Brevard and around the United States. We've got gorgeous beaches.
Absolutely.
We've got sidewalks, not in all neighborhoods, but there are sidewalks. And sometimes people just have to sit down, clear the clutter off your mind, your countertops, your brain, and think. Preventative care is really extremely easy.
Right.
If you put value on your life and your environment.
And you just do it.
You just do it.
Right.
So what would you tell someone who says, well, I just don't have the time?
You have to make the time. If you schedule your, especially for gals, if you schedule your hair appointment, you don't miss your hair appointment. You have appointments with your doctors or anybody else. You keep that appointment. You have to write that down in your calendar. Whatever time that is for you, block off an hour, and this is my time to go exercise. And you just make that part of your daily routine. That's the most consistent way you can approach that. And once you get that into being your habit, it's much easier, and you'll get to a point where you miss your exercise, because the benefits of exercise just help you feel so much better. You have more energy. It means might sound counterintuitive that you're too tired to go exercise, but if you just do it for an hour, in an hour's time, everything changes. Your attitude, your mindset, your energy level, you're going to sleep better at night. There's just so many benefits to exercise.
Right, and you're doing something for yourself.
Absolutely.
And I think when you start taking care of yourself, the people around you starts doing it as well.
Yes.
Although, you know, I hate to say this, but sometimes there's some people who know something that's really, really good, but they don't want to share it with others because knowledge is power, right?
Right.
And there are people that do that, but you've taken it one step further where you saw the benefits of what you're doing and you decided to turn it into a business.
Right.
So how do you get your clients for yoga or life coaching or meditation? Where do you find your clients?
Well, surely just being in a small community and in the industry and working in different gyms, I meet a lot of people, and I did own a yoga studio for several years. So I have built a community around that. I love teaching yoga. That came after the personal training credentials. I love it. I just love it. I've been teaching for 10 years. I've probably taught well over 5,000 hours of yoga. Some of that is trauma-sensitive yoga for special demographics. I have private clients where I travel to their home or business. Some of my clients are not able to drive anymore, so I still go. It's very important, even if we're doing chair exercise or yoga, that they participate in some activity. My oldest private client is 91 years old with dementia, and his family hired me over 3 years ago, and I see him twice a week, and he's amazing. So the beautiful part about exercise is that we can still build muscles well into our 90s. So we really have no excuse. One of my very favorite Silver Sneakers participants is 93 and just got married about a month ago.
That's so wonderful.
You
are an inspiration. You're motivating all of us. So now we live in a society where I know we've talked about this so much on the show, where people want a pill for everything. They want to fix things with a pill. Nobody wants to put in the time.
Instant gratification.
And all of a sudden, everywhere you go, you're seeing three letters, CBD, everywhere, right?
Everywhere, yes.
I saw it at the gas station right on Lake Washington where we live. I'm coming out of the studio.
Please don't
I
buy CBD at
so
the gas
you
station.
Also, so you also, I know, but there's a big sign. But you also, on your bio and on Facebook, you call yourself the CBD warrior.
Yes, ma'am.
And that makes me feel like you're fighting something.
I am.
So
I'm
what
always,
are we fighting?
I'm always fighting. Well, I'm a huge proponent, obviously, of health and fitness and exercise for the mind, body, and the spirit. And that all goes hand in hand. Actually, CBD is sort of new to me. I only learned about it in this past January, and within a few days of taking it, it changed so much for me that, again, I said I have to share this with as many people as I can reach out and touch. So for as far as CBD and exercise, it helps with your recovery. So I am a network marketer. That is my other business that I'm building. I have quite a few irons in the fire with all my classes, but the CBD oil has really been a game changer for me, and I'm very excited to be involved. I have a very high quality and pure oil. Like I said, please don't buy it at the gas station.
Yes.
There should only be two, possibly three ingredients in any oil that you're looking at. There should be a supplement label on the bottle to tell you what's in the oil. If there's something in there that you cannot pronounce, you probably do not want to put it under your tongue. And it's just amazing. A lot of them will go, oh, we have coconut oil or olive oil or avocado oil. You don't need that. You just need the CBD and the hemp seed oil, and that's it. Or if you like a flavor, there's peppermint and cinnamon. So the warrior part for me, and part of my personal journey, is after my husband passed away 6 years ago, I really had to warrior up. And you know, in our yoga practice, we have a warrior series, a warrior one, warrior two, etc. And I just feel like I've been a warrior in my life to persevere.
Yeah, I mean, that Facebook post you put up last night, anyone who reads it, they just have this vision of a woman in front of them who is a warrior.
Thank you.
And a survivor, actually.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And it's ironic that Claire is here today because I am a domestic abuse survivor. And it was a very trying time in my life. It was a long time ago, but it did shape my attitude about what I would not tolerate in my life. And a lot of people don't know my whole story, and they just see this gal, and I teach yoga, and I must be all zen and everything. But I've gone through quite a lot to get to a place where I'm very comfortable in my own skin and very confident about what I'm doing.
I know sometimes you feel like you could look back at your old self, that young Terry or Sita or Ellen or Ebony or Claire, and say, I wish I had the experience and the knowledge to give that young person. Because sometimes I look back at myself as well and my life, and I'm like, God, I wish I had the experience back then to tell that young Sita, don't do this.
But the beautiful thing is that we have that experience now, and that's why it's so important that we share that. Mm-hmm. And I say this kind of as a, because I'm a little quirky and I'm quite funny a lot of times, not today, but a lot of times, that, you know, I didn't learn all this stuff not to share it. I'm a perpetual student, and I love learning. I'm a lifelong student, and I learn these things to help other people. It helps me, but then I want to help others too, whether it's their fitness or as a life coach or with the CBD oil, because the CBD will make such a difference for people. And you know, and I, to be FDA compliant, I cannot say drug names or conditions. But it helps with everything. It really does.
Yes. So, but how, you know, like we were just saying that before we went on air, that there, our show, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends here in Cocoa, Florida, it helps us as well.
Yes.
Because we walk into the studio every Monday with a different set of guests, different ideas, sometimes the same topic, but different people. And we learn a lot. So you're absolutely correct. Most people, even when you go to work, you learn from your coworkers.
Exactly.
You're talking to a coworker and you find out stuff about them and their children that you didn't know before. So life is a journey. It really is a journey on this earthly planet. And I think we all have something to add and give to each other.
Exactly.
But you also do something that I think is really amazing. You do the Silver Sneakers program.
Yes.
So tell our listeners here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends a little bit about what you're doing for not just seniors, but other people as well.
Well, the Silver Sneakers program is about 27 years old, so it's been around. It's in all the major fitness facilities, the YMCAs, and the premise basically is that no matter where we're located, the training, every teacher or instructor, rather, should be able to present pretty much the same class. So if my participant is a snowbird and they live in Maine and they take Silver Sneakers up in Maine somewhere, when they come to Florida and take my class, it should be a very similar experience.
Kind of like
them.
The school curriculum.
Yes.
Isn't that what they wanted to do with the schools, with the public schools, that if you leave Indiana and you go to Chicago,
right,
come to Florida, you should be at the same level.
Exactly.
We hope.
So
we hope.
What the main objective of Silver Sneakers, well, one of the main ones would be to prevent falls. So we work a lot on balance. I actually infuse some of my yoga in my Silver Sneakers class. I'm able to do that, doing some balancing postures. So we get our heart rates up with a little bit of cardio. We do some resistance training with handheld weights and the bands. And we do some meditation at the end. I do just maybe 3 or 4 minutes of some meditation where they can finally sit down in their chair and close their eyes if they're comfortable doing that. I just had a lady actually today come up after class and tell me when she went to visit her children up in the mountains somewhere, I think she said somewhere in one of the Carolinas, that she noticed that she was able to do things, and she attributed that to her Silver Sneakers class. So I'm always happy to get that kind
that's
of feedback.
That's such a success story. But you know, and think about the socialization, because so many people are so, well, depressed.
Yes.
And, you know, you have to have something to do when you wake up.
Well, that's another
thing. And something
thing
to look forward to.
Yes, about the Silver Sneakers is that we are a family, and we embrace everybody. And the new person comes in, we would try the best we're able to make them feel as comfortable with the group, because obviously we all know each other, those of us. I have some of my participants that have been with me almost the whole 8 years I've been teaching this class in the fitness club Merritt Island right off 520. And I've been there for a long time, and there's just a lovely bunch of people. But the sense of community, when I walk in, you know, they're chitting and chatting with each other, and they've become friends. And of course, another thing that I have to say is that, you know, it is for older adults. We have lost a few people along the way, and that's a very sad event. And we do get trained about how to handle
cope.
That.
Yeah.
When it, how, that
death
happens,
and dying, that's another show as well.
It's true.
We've done a lot of shows about hospice. So for our listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, that calm voice that you're hearing fits the description of a very calm, collected person in our audience today. Experience Terry Kim Bauer.
Thank you.
It's so wonderful. So do you have a website that if someone wants to learn about the CBD Warrior or follow all these wonderful things that you do? I mean, your experience and education is outstanding.
Thank you.
Certified personal trainer, certified group instructor, certified life coach, Silver Sneakers instructor. You also do Pilates, bar instructor, first aid,
yoga people.
What is bar instructor? We have a couple of minutes left before.
Well, the bar is, it's a fitness class, but it's usually in a room that has a dance bar, so we utilize that. But it's still some cardio, it's some dance move, it's a little bit of yoga, it's a little bit of Pilates, so it's a little eclectic kind of a class.
But where do you find the time? Because so many people always say, I just don't have the time, but you are doing all these things and you're still smiling.
Well, it's my life. And I have other things. I have held a real estate license in 2 states, and in the state of Florida. I still have a real estate license. I can do all of that, but this is my passion, is helping
people
with their...
Does she have a good aura?
She
does, doesn't she?
Thank you. I just love helping people with their fitness, and with their fitness goals, and I wear many hats. When I have a private client and we're working through some things, I'm also their life coach or their health coach. So you can find my website at www.thecbdwarrior.com. You're welcome to come to my Facebook page at Terry Kim Boyer. That's my full name in there. And on that page there, you can find my other avenues of pages. My personal training
all
and
the
life
things
coach.
You do, yes.
Yeah, it's right there. You just
well, you
click.
Post a lot of health conscious things as well too. So I like that, because I think something happens when you turn 50. Yeah. It's like, oh well, here we go. Whatever you want to do, just do it.
Right.
As long as you know, we all recognize that freedom of speech comes with a responsibility, and what we say and what
yes.
we do matters.
Right.
And I see, I want to get clear in here, because I talked about time. Where do you find the time as well? Because you do a lot of stuff as well.
Yes, I do. But now, I'm going to think more about taking some time for myself. I like what you said about making an appointment.
There you go.
Making
Thank
an appointment
you.
To exercise.
So you'll make an appointment with your
I'm
best
gonna...
friend, Claire Ellis.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
No, I mean,
she's awesome. She comes highly recommended.
Yeah. Well, the truth is, we are best friends, right?
Yes.
And oftentimes we look for somebody else to fill that. But really and truly, if you know, my mother used to talk to herself. And I'm turning into her. I find myself sometimes saying,
well we're self-employed. We're having a staff meeting.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
That goes, that's funny. A staff meeting. So give us a website one more time, and Ellen will put all of that on our site.
Thank you. It's www.thecbdwarrior.com.
And I know I can hold my ad for a quick second. If there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about yourself or your business, I mean, I want to make sure you have maximum time
to
get things out there, because this is what our show is about.
Thank you.
Women helping women, helping men, political candidates, whoever wants to come on the show to talk about what they're doing.
I am a huge proponent of supporting local small business. I am a local small business owner, and I have been in Merritt Island for 16 years. I love helping my community, and especially women-based businesses. So I always appreciate when someone is supporting of my business. I return that favor, and I think we all need to do that. I support men-owned businesses as well, but
yeah.
I feel
I'm
like
glad you got that in there, because there might be some men like Mr. Paul here who's listening and says, "Oh,
this no, I'm all about helping everyone." But
I'm also trying
to break through that glass ceiling for us, and I do believe that network marketing is the business of the 21st century. It is a hugely misunderstood business. If you're still calling it a pyramid scheme, then you just don't know what you're, you know, and I'm not saying there's not some things out there
we
have
crooks
to watch out for, but it is a great way to become your own boss and be an entrepreneur and find a that you can support yourself and your family.
Your
We're
niche.
Talking about
you gotta
that.
Find your,
yes,
and you find that. You're right about a woman helping women. Ellen and I met through the American Business Women's Association.
Oh, wonderful.
And I think, Claire, we met you there a couple of times. And it is, you know, every time I leave those meetings, I feel empowered. I feel motivated. I feel like, wow, the world is mine. What else is coming my way?
Right.
Because the woman in that group makes you feel as though the world is yours. And
yes,
you could go out and you could fail, and that's okay.
It is.
You can excel, and that's okay. We build on our strengths. You know, they try to build you up on your weaknesses.
Right.
And it's just beautiful. We just excel in whatever we can. And so I think it's very important that women recognize our potential and our power.
And be supportive of each other. Not jealous or catty or tearing them down
or
any of that.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't, because that is a reflection of that individual and not us.
All right, Ellen. So I think this is where your voice is heard by all the listeners who listen to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Well, we are on our Facebook page, and I have updated everything that you've heard so far. So please check in there if you have any questions. But we will be right back after this really brief message from our sponsors.
Portions of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Sita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters, and founder of Simply Sita Skincare, and these great sponsors. Portions of Sita and Friends is brought to you by Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture Store inside the Merritt Square Mall at the Sears Wing. Save big on furniture working with a flexible family-owned store with all the brands you love, from Ashley, Serta, Coaster, and so and more. Brand new, warranties as well, and delivery and haul away available at a fraction of the cost of most stores, and delivered in 7 to 10 days. Free, no credit checking and financing, and free interior design. The owner, Scott Palmer, has been in the mattress and furniture business for over 30 years, and Cloud9 has been serving Central Florida for 7 years now. Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture Store, available at 321-459-2473. Again, call them 321-459-2473 or visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends here on sunny Cocoa, Florida. Our studio is a lot of fun today, and my guests are just chattering away. Thank God we're not saying anything bad about anybody, because we're on
we
air
never
with
do.
Hot mics.
We never do.
I got their mics off.
I've known sometimes there's some people that I'd like to say things to, but I won't. So we're back. Our first half of the show was so wonderful today. But before we go to our second half and speak with my good friend, Ebony McHugh, I just wanted to ask Terry Kimball, one of the questions that I had gotten for you was, how many days a week should someone work out?
That's a good question. Thank you for asking that. I would say really a minimal should be three times, an hour each time. just depending on how excited you are about it, you could do something every day.
Right.
You could do something 5 and 6 days a week. Take a day of rest, whatever day that would work best for someone, but a minimal 3 times a week.
And someone at the gym asked me to ask you this morning, should someone eat before they work out?
Only something very light if they, number one, may have a blood sugar issue. They don't want their blood sugar to drop would be one concern, I would say. And just their overall energy level or how many hours it's been since they ate. So, yes, a light snack would be okay. But if you could wait till after you finish your exercise, then that might be better. But
and the question,
something light.
The question of the hour, the muffin top. A friend of mine said, ask her if she has anything to say about the love handles and the muffin top. I said, well, maybe she'll tell us to eat less.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I did have a lady in my silver sneakers class come up a few weeks ago and ask me what she can do about this, or is there any exercise that targets that?
And really, people have all these names for it.
I know, and I realize I'm going like this, and no one can see that I'm doing that. Yeah. But really, an overall fitness program, it's not like you're just going to target your muffin top and it's going to go away. You have to eat properly. You have to get your exercise. You have to get your rest. Those things all, and it's being mindful. I think a lot of us just are not doing that. And mindful means paying attention to what you're putting in your body. What's helpful is a food journal. And that's what I did when I was on my weight loss journey, is I wrote down everything every day, what I put in my mouth. And at the end of the day, you go, wow, look at that. And so that's just being mindful. And you get to a point, you know, I measure everything, even the salad dressing on the salad, because we have a tendency to take the bottle and just dump whatever we want on our salad. There's a lot of calories in that. So take a tablespoon and just pour that out.
Can you imagine? Our food life would be so boring.
I know.
It's so sad. I feel sorry for myself but I want to start doing that too.
But it's a discipline.
Yes.
It's a discipline, just like your yoga, like the meditation that we touched on earlier, any of your just being dedicated to your fitness, your overall health, being proactive. Whatever you got to pay now to be proactive is going to be less than what you have to pay later if you get sick. And then when you do get sick or injured or have a diagnosis that requires a surgery and you're strong going in, your recovery time will be less when you on the other end of that.
Great advice. Ellen, what a great first segment, plus a little bit of the second segment with Terry Kimboyner. That was perfect.
Exactly.
And that's a good segue for me into our other segment, because, you know, we often talk about health insurance, car insurance, disability insurance, malpractice insurance for people like my husband, flood insurance, life insurance, whatever it is, we have an insurance. But a lot of times we don't have an insurance if we get pulled over by the police. We don't have a legal insurance. And so that's where I thought our friend Ebony McHugh will come in handy today, because she wanted to talk to us about all the great things that she's doing. So we're going to go right to Ebony to give us a little insight as to what you do for a living, a little bit about yourself, and how you got involved with Legal Shield.
Yes. Well, I just want to say thank you for having me on. I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit about me. I am a disabled Army veteran and a single mother of four.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. And how I work right now as a police dispatcher. I'm a supervisor, and I train dispatchers and first responders. So I've worked for law enforcement, and I've also worked on the other end of, for child protective and adult protective services and helping families for Department of Social Services. So in the mix of all that, my favorite part is just I found that I love helping people. And so when I found myself single all of a sudden, a while ago, I was also looking for something that I could do to help support my four boys. So, and not, you know, quit the job that I love, which is dispatch with police. So I found Legal Shield and went to a briefing about it. And I found out that the mission that they were doing, just leveling that playing field for legal.
Yeah, and you can do it on your own time.
Yes, I do it part-time, yes. Very part-time.
Right. Well, you know, the great things about having your own business when you have a full-time job is, I mean, we all know we have to work to pay rent, mortgage, car payment, insurance, health insurance, very important.
Definitely.
But if you find something to do on the side that's fulfilling, it's wonderful.
Yes, it's more so a passion than anything. And I get being able to help somebody in need. I was a person in need. There's always someone in need and for looking for help and just being able to, even if it's just motivating that person to get them through their day.
And it empowers you as well.
Oh, yes. Because, you know, when you go through things, speaking of, you know, domestic violence or things of that nature, you know, divorce is a pretty, you know, I guess it's pretty common.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But it's traumatic sometimes. It's traumatic. Especially if you have children.
Yes. And so I was looking for something that was going to help me keep a normal thing going with my life and for my boys, and also providing a purpose. Because sometimes the bare minimum thing, if you have a purpose, you'll be able to get through anything. And so when I found Legal Shield and I fell in love with their mission, I found out that they had a Ladies of Justice forum, and it was a woman's empowerment part of the company, and I fell in love with it. Because they help you to discover your worth, take ownership, build an inclusive and diverse community, elevate women as you climb, and create your own legacy. And that was something at the time that I desperately needed, and I found it with them.
Yeah, but let's be honest, right? Legal issues are very expensive, very time-consuming.
Very.
It's a valuable service. And the attorney fees, some attorneys charge from $100 to $350 an hour, maybe more, depending on how good they are, right? But with Legal Shield, how can that help a person?
Well, definitely, they basically level the access to the legal system. You don't just get an attorney. You get access to a law firm. So you may have an issue with divorce. You may have an issue with your home contract. You're buying a home. You may need a will. So many different avenues. Well, if you just had one attorney and you had to retain that attorney, some attorneys retain for $2,500, you know, $3,000, depending on your issue. Well, I'm a single mom of four. I would never be able to afford something like that, unless I hit the lotto, which clearly, you know, is very few and far between.
So how does it work? How does Legal Shield? Because I know people are tuning into Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and there's so many things out there that people want to, you know, get involved with, whether it's selling products or services or giving advice. You know, like we were talking about the CBD stuff earlier as well. There's a website for that. There's a website pretty much for everything now.
Yes.
So how does one know that this is a good fit for them?
Well, definitely. We have what I love it. It's an app, and you can download it. It's Legal Shield, the LS app. And you can go on there, and it'll give you a brief overview of all the services that we provide. Not only that, there's a free little portion on there where you can actually talk to a legal assistant. And we give that to anyone that's interested, so they can actually look at it and check it out. For instance, Sita, if you were driving and speeding and got pulled over, were you guilty? Were you speeding? Of course you were. Mm-hmm. But we, we have this on our app to where you can take a picture of your ticket.
I'll edit that out
ticket.
For Anand.
Yeah. she'll edit it out.
Well, you know, if you do get pulled over, you can take a picture of your ticket and upload it to the law firm. And an attorney is going to call you back within an hour, I'll say, or less, and say, hey, you know, were you speeding? Do you want me to go to court for you? Now, how valuable is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you save time.
Yes, how valuable. You can still go on with your day. You don't have to be fretting, missing
work.
So it's
like having a friend in the legal system.
Oh, definitely.
It is. But what I like about it is that the Legal Shield provides equal access to so many people.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's not like I would think that someone would carry their little card in their pocket that you're a member, right?
Yes.
You never know when you're going to need it.
You just pull it right out, I'll tell you. And of course, everyone has a smartphone these days, or this Apple or Android, that app right there on your phone, you have it literally everywhere you go. So you're always protected. No
they would be like, hey, Sita, you got pulled over again?
You're in North Carolina. What are you doing?
What are you doing? What's wrong with you, girl?
We do protect wherever you are.
Well, you know, I was telling Ellen, a few weeks ago, I took my car in for an oil change, but I had no idea that the gentleman who took care of my car, he turned the little knob off that has the automatic lights. So I went to the gym and I'm driving home. I don't have my lights on. So I see the lights behind me and the police, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what's happening? So of course I couldn't find a way to pull, you know, driveway. So I pulled into my own driveway, and there he follows me right into my driveway.
Oh, great.
And he goes, I always wanted to know who lived here. So he comes out, but I mean, I just told him very nicely and respectfully, I am so sorry, officer. I have no idea what I did. And he told me, he said, well, you're driving without the lights on. And I said, oh my God,
I only live like half a mile from the gym.
Right.
And I explained to him what had happened. And you know what? He said, just be careful next time.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, I think it's wonderful, right? That you're able to reason with the police officer like that. And so that was good for me, but I would have had to call Legal Shield.
Yes, and just tap that app and somebody be on the phone with you.
So what happens in a case? I mean, we're watching, you know, respect is something we earn, right? From both sides, from citizens and from law enforcement.
Definitely.
But a lot of times you turn on the TV and you're seeing a citizens that something is happening to them. Either they're being arrested, maybe they weren't given a fair shake. What happens? I mean, we all see people's rights being violated.
Yeah.
What happens in a case like that?
And it happens more often than, I mean, clearly it's something every day. It's something every day we see in the news. And in that case, it's the same thing. You have that app, you tap it. And even if you for fear, of having something in your hand, just set your smartphone on the dash and someone is there and they're listening to what's going on. So you're even, you're being protected even in those moments. But the main thing is the education. They educate you. I've learned so much about the legal system now that before I felt like, okay, I didn't have any rights because I didn't even know what my rights were. And so when you don't know your rights, you really don't have any. So it's very nice to be able to say, I know my rights. I do know my rights. And I know to be respectful of the police because we have them to a certain standard. And so we have ourselves to a certain standard as well.
Well, you do find if you're kind and nice to people, they're nice to you too.
Yes.
Right?
For the most part.
But I think it really works, right? Unless you meet somebody who's really having a bad day and they're in for you.
Yes.
They have a stereotype, they have a bias, and they're born with it, they're raised with it, it's in their home. That's it. You can't really help that person. That person needs to go and see Terry Kim there and get some life coaching and some meditation and stuff. But for the most part, you're right. But what happens when someone signs up for Legal Shield? Do you all have any kind of member discounts, any kind of perks? What happens when you sign up with Legal Shield?
Definitely for our members, we partner with a lot of companies like to partner with us to provide our clients with great discounts for them. It's called Member Perks. And basically, you get your own login, and it's just different companies, Verizon, Office Depot, just name all kind of things that traveling. If you travel a lot, I'm sure you do, Sita.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling a lot, they have discounts for everything. I've saved, I think I went to the Rosen, I stayed there. I saved $87 a night for this room. I'm like, oh, well, this is pretty cool. Who saves like that?
The Rosen is a nice hotel.
Yeah, it's very nice. I was like, this is awesome.
So do we have a lot of Legal Shield representatives here in Brevard?
We have a few, but not as many as I would like. That's why right now I'm building my team. I'm looking for a lot of ladies and gentlemen, that are willing and wanting to actually learn the business and promote. I think it's wonderful. It's a wonderful opportunity for people to learn. Yeah. My 17-year-old, he's turning 18 in December. He's like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to be my own boss, and I want to make my own schedule, and I want to, earn and travel and have fun. And that's been one of the best blessings.
Well, you're setting such a good example for your children, which is we live by example, right?
Yes, definitely.
So where are you? I mean, of course, you have to advertise. You have to market your services. And thank God Legal Shield is all over the United States. And you said pretty soon in the UK?
Oh, yes. We are expanding to the UK, which is really exciting.
She looks so young to have 4 children. I'm looking at her. I'm thinking, really? 17-year-old?
I know, right? But we do. I'm fortunate to be able to be a part of a company that's growing so well. We're all in Canada. And actually all the provinces of Canada now. And we're growing in the UK. So being able to go and actually travel and take my boys with me so they can have those experiences and memories. So it's actually, making our lives just so much better, creating memories with each other. And I'm also working. And it's just fun.
So did you have a mentor that got you into Legal Shield? Or you learned about it at at one of our talking places that we all speak or something like that? Co-launch or someplace like that?
I was actually at church. And it sounds so funny. One of my friends knew that I was, newly divorced and looking for something else to do. And she said, come to my house. I want you to meet someone. And his name is Michael Fedick. And he was just so down to earth. And just, I'm like, clearly this man is making millions of dollars or something. Why is he talking to this little room of women and things? And he was just so down to earth and really poured into us. And right now, I actually spoke with his mentor, which was his vice principal at his school that got him introduced to the business and at a young age, and Mr. Chip Humphrey. And it's been such a wonderful, wonderful experience.
It's rewarding, Ellen. Yes. You know, we all see with these things here, these phones, these things are beasts. You could record things, you can take pictures.
Yeah.
This really has helped shaped the way people think nowadays. I mean, I think twice before I post something now, because I notice now all of a sudden everybody is screenshotting everybody's Facebook posts.
Yes.
You saw what happened here in Brevard. I mean, I'm seeing it in Trinidad where I was born. I'm seeing it here, right here, with the Democrats and Republicans, everybody. But now when you videotape something, you could instantly put it on Facebook Live, Instagram, Snapchat. You could send it to Legal Shield.
Yes.
Hey, I was just stopped and look at the attitude here, you know?
Yes.
So the thing is, people are thinking twice now about how they're living.
Yes.
And I would think having something like Legal Shield in your corner would help you a lot to just upload a tiny little quick 30-second video.
Oh, yes.
Because it makes a life and death decision, huh?
To have the quick access to help immediately.
And not breaking your bank.
And not breaking your bank, right?
Because it used to be if you call Legal Shield before, you had to wait on, it was 1-800 call. I remember those days. I had people, and they didn't have the uploading app and all this kind of stuff. But now it's changed. Almost every single business has become more smooth with these cell phones.
Well, especially network marketing. Yeah. You can run a business from your phone
from
if
your
you want to.
You're
not tied to a desk and a computer or an office.
I love it too,
because even like Allstate, if you get into an accident, they tell you to take the picture. They tell you to go on the app. They tell you to up. I'm like, wait a minute. Don't you get paid for this? But it's cutting time because your information is going out so quickly to the body shop.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's like, can you do this for me? They asked me to upload this and put a picture, and I'm like, yeah, it's very easy. You take the picture, and he goes, I can't do it, poor guy.
Oh, no.
So here's the thing. How do you help the people who don't want to get an app?
Right.
They can't use smartphones. Mm-hmm. Do we still have a way for those people to call?
Yeah, definitely. They still get their membership number directly to their law firm. They can call whenever. You can call the law firm as many times as you want and talk to someone as many times as you want. It's unlimited questions that get asked for you. And it covers the member, their spouse, their children, disabled children for life. It's just such an amazing program. And it's basically disrupted the legal system, the criminal justice system. We're disrupting it. And that's
a good
important.
Thing. That's a good
definitely.
Thing. It really is.
Definitely.
So for our listeners who are tuning into Viewpoint with Sita and Friends today, what a great studio, packed studio we had today, Ellen. I'll let you say the names of everybody, because I could say Ebony McHugh very easy, but... We had Terry
Boyer.
Right? And Claire Ellis.
Yes.
And everybody is on our Facebook page, so you'll find all of their information. I've even posted the Facebook pages of both businesses. And
why not? That's what it's all about. You know, our show has always been, you know, fun and unscripted and giving out valuable information and educating the public.
May I share one thing, please? I do focus on my private clients, but I do teach a public class. Locally in Merritt Island at the Bali Bar on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. I ask for a $10 drop-in, and quarterly I donate to a portion of that to the SPCA.
Oh, that's, you see, wonderful things. We've had them on. So Ebony, what is the what kind of a reception are you getting from people when you go out to speak and tell them about Legal Shield? I mean, are you seeing that they appreciate it in our area?
Oh, yes, a great deal. They just don't even know that it existed. And it just mind boggles me. I'm like, wow, this company's been around for 47 years. And you would think, woo, but it's still so many people that don't realize that.
We need more Ebonies. That's what it is. We need more like you to go out and spread the information.
And
it's so valuable, because we've all seen, you know, where people talk about the criminal justice system and how it needs to be reformed.
Yes.
But yet still, that's like a talking point now. They just say, but nobody actually goes out and say, well, what can I do to make it better? And you're actually doing that. I mean, there are a lot of people that works behind the scenes to make it better. Attorneys and activists and things like that. But there's people who are home that have a couple of extra hours per week or per month that could get into something like this.
Oh, yes.
I mean, no one's saying that you have to do it right away, but it's good to have the information at your fingertips, either to become a client or to become somebody like you who's actually
an associate. Have it as a part-time business. It is amazing.
And your coworkers like it?
Oh,
you're doing it.
They do. They realize, like, oh, I saw you on the Facebook. What are you doing? And I'm like, you know, I talk about wills. I'm going to be having a will and wine. And it's just amazing because it's so many different
will things. And wine.
Oh, yeah.
Claire, sounds like we should head for that one.
She had me at wine.
Yeah. Yeah. Will and wine, the sock hop, and all these things.
But,
so
but the other thing
is it going to be?
It is going to be in Tazville. I'm actually setting up something with the co-launch. And so it's going to be really exciting to be there and just have some wine and just talk about the wills. Definitely. Yeah.
So I was at the co-launch, Elle, and it's a good drive right up to US 1. It took me about 45 minutes. But I have to say that was a great drive just up US 1 to co-launch. And I'll probably put that on our Facebook. But yeah, you wanted to ask Claire about her next event?
I did, but I wanted to add one more thing about Legal Shield. If you're a small business owner, it is the best way to make sure that you get
have
all of your documents.
To, yeah.
Because when you need documents reviewed and so forth, they do review documents for you.
Yes,
they can do. They can put together plans for you, contracts, so forth. So it is a great, if you haven't looked into it, at least go to a meeting and hear about it.
The last time I checked, it was less than $25 a month.
It is.
Yes, still is.
There are, yeah.
I like that. That's an attorney 1 hour sometimes could be $350 to $400.
Right, and so I just want to plug one more time the Bally Bar Saturday morning, and that's in Merritt Island.
Yes, 110 McLeod Street.
110 McLeod Street for the Bally Bar, and on Saturday mornings, make sure that you drop in on one of those classes. And Claire, what was that other event that Zonch
our sister event is being hosted by fellow Zonch and Jeannie Whitman, Bras for a Cause. All of proceeds again. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
well,
my band is playing.
Well, that's very exciting. We have a wonderful keynote speaker, Nathan Wilson, who's been a counter-trafficking expert, and he's rescued over 2,000 children and young women and taken down over 3,000 traffickers. And it's September 26th, the Hilton Rialto. The tickets are $35 on Eventbrite. And also, we're going to have a survivor guest speaker, Savannah Parvu.
What date is that?
September 26th. It's a sister event. September 27th is the sock hop at the Melbourne Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $25 at the door. Sheriff Ivy, auctioneer. Lessons at 5:30, $5 a person. Come and enjoy both events.
Yeah, if I'm free, I probably would. And I think Ebony has one more thing to add. Take it away, Ebony. It's all yours.
Yes, I would just like to invite anyone who's listening or want information about the membership or even joining the business itself every Tuesday at the Holiday Inn Express in Melbourne, right off of 192 and I-95 at 7:15. There's a meeting for information. So I invite you to come on out and tell them Ebony McHugh sent you.
Do you have a website for your Legal Shield business?
Yes, you can go to ebonymchugh.wearelegalshield.com and you can browse around and check it out and message me and I can get you information.
You know, every time I come into the studio, I wish I had more time, but then again, it's going to be another show next week.
That's right.
All right, Ellen, thank you so much for co-hosting with me as usual.
Thank you, and as always, friends. Another fantastic edition of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We'll see you next Monday right here.
This is the Christian Voice of Brevard on WWBC 1510 AM.
And you're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, FM 94.7.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco Rockledge.